Thank you. And if you perceive that is bad on the part of God, then you better remember I'm a cosmic space cadet. But I do pass out tickets. And no, you do not have to be perfection to get a ticket. But you sure do have to kind of wish you were. And show it every now and then. Let's have a question or two, and then I'll release you to your party, and we'll go back to work.
Excuse me, I'll turn the tape.
Very good.
Thank you.
Things are going to be picking up. I know that you who wait, I know that it's also impatient waiting. Please struggle to be patient. It's still such that the load still has to fall onto the very, very few. Part of it is information that all just simply don't have yet. It's not necessarily a lack of willingness. It's certainly just the way it is. And the load is getting very, very burdensome. But do you see what glory we can produce here shortly with the direct and wondrous intention of this mission? You see, once you have come into truth as a nation, the world will follow. And it will follow, painfully so, in much, much depopulation. And yet the lie will be over, too. Maybe you'll stop thinking you're doing something wonderful to go save children and give them a mouthful of rice for temporary survival while it looks good, in response to the very directed, intentional setup of those innocent children who are being used as much in a public relations campaign as came out of Kuwait. You have real trouble brewing in the Middle East. It is boiling. What are the Israelis and the Palestinians going to do? Why do you think you need Somalia that close to the Arab world? You are like a lighted fire on top of the dynamite keg. Can we make it through? Frankly, I don't know. I'm given to see the end. You are given to create the perturbations that come along. But certainly as you enter into the Hanukkah season today, I believe, probably the first day, isn't it?
Yes.
Did you start lighting up your candles?
Nope.
Well, go light some. What's wrong with you?
Too much ritual. Wasn't intention.
Did that come from Padre? I have this to say in behalf of the Jews. They only light seven. Have you ever seen a mass? I often thought the Catholics heated their cathedrals by those candles.
It's only at the Pontifical High.
Enjoy your journey. Maybe if you tried figuring out your own, these others wouldn't be such great mysteries to you. You wouldn't care. Padre also had a very good observation. As you move into the light, the other things fall away. And it's true. It's true. That which seems to be so difficult, as you hold the course, stay the route, stay the course, these other things have less meaning and they fall away. It doesn't mean that you can just live in this blinded state of grace, because that is absurd. You're put on the place to experience and see what you do with these things. Just to hide from them does not cut it. So first you understand at some point that you have written your play. You have created this illusion. What are you going to do about it? When enough of you decide that you've been experiencing here quite long enough in this kind of riffraff procedure, you'll get busy and you'll rewrite it. And now you have an opportunity to choose your ending. You can either come back into the glory of an experience and experience some radiance on your place, or you can continue as is. But it's not going to be quite that easy to continue as is, because other ones who want to change it are at work at it. So there'll be a lot of decisions and a lot of choices to be made. As long as you know that if your goal and your vision can be unified and come within the creative focus of light, there's nothing to consider. It will be done. If you do not choose to do that, if you choose just to sit and wait and see how it unfolds, and I really prefer a little excitement of an Armageddon, you're going to get that too. And some of you will make your choices and experience in a different way. Either way, it is a time of choosing. I would hope you'd come with me. I've seen both sides of the end of the road. Mine is by far the greater. By far. Even if it's only one step. And it can either be one step or the whole trip. It's the holiday season. Light your candles and enjoy them. You don't have to make a ritual of them. You can literally burn them and look at them and enjoy them for the beauty they are. And then you have recognized your balance with God. You are utilizing it for its purpose, to give you light. Do we have any discussion?
One of these times, are you going to give out the information about Henry Gonzalez and his Cosmos Corporation? We're marking time, apparently.
No, you're not marking time. And no, I'm not going to give it out yet.
I know you can't give it out.
I have agreed that I would not print it in the Liberator yet. At the rate that you progress, Gonzalez would probably be your next president.
So that's
on the other hand, he's tired. He would much like to have one such as Grant's assume his responsibility and fill the role. There is a lot to be unfolded. You don't necessarily have to collapse a government to bring these things back into order, because you see, there is enough information and enough proof against ones who have received their bribes, etc., to unseat a lot of them. You will notice that still, even with today being the first day of Hanukkah, there's very little talk about it. There's very little talk about the religious aspects or whatever. It's almost a time of everything holding its breath. You're going about the perfunctory things. And yet, I want you to not focus on something like Cosmos. I want you to focus on the fact that you are having an opportunity to act. and whether cosmos is a dream, a figment, a lie, or reality, you can get it done. But not if you just rely on something like that. You need the support and the stability of knowing that you will be backed up. That you'll not just be left hanging out there somewhere. On the other hand, if so many of you deny the possibility, then you're going to still be caught in your own trap. So it will be unfolded in its proper time and sequence. It's not all that complicated. There have been gold resources from the beginning set aside. And at the proper sequence and time of unfoldment, they're brought into your attentions and placed into the hands of the ones with a pure intent. And then they are stolen, or efforts are made to usurp the use of them, but all that does is entrap the criminals more deeply into their own muck. God would not leave you without the wherewithal to make this journey. On the other hand, he expects you to make the journey for the proper reasons. It's glory time. Yes.
I bring greetings from an old friend, Little Crow. Seen him Thursday, and he's lost 40 pounds, looking good. His gathering has grown from about 100 to about 300, and he sends his love and says to say hello to everybody in here.
I accept that. We miss him. Each has to do what each has to do. And what you would rather be doing is not necessarily what that is. We're going to get there. But we have to bring ourselves into balance.
Commander?
Please.
I have a question. I took a trip back to Detroit and went by way of St. Louis.
Should this be on the tape?
Pardon?
Should this be on the tape?
I just have a question that I saw on the ground, and I was wondering if you could answer it for me. About 2 hours out of L.A., going to St. Louis, I was looking down, and there was like large, great big circles, and it looked like they had walls going around them, like maybe 10 feet tall walls. And I've never seen anything like this before in all my trips back and forth. And it was like in a, looked like a compound or a place where they could store people or animals. And I've never seen anything like that. And I was wondering if you see anything like that from the space. And if you could tell me what it was. And I tried to get a hold of an airline hostess, and no one was available to answer my question.
They wouldn't anyway. They would give you the song and dance of whatever.
Can you repeat the question, please?
The question is, she witnessed as she flew toward Detroit from L.A.
And
I would guess that probably, if you were really observant, you would have flown over many of these. They're all over. I cannot even justly answer your question because of it. There's so many. And there's so many, very many underground facilities now that have worked their way to the surface for these later day activities. It would be nice if you put the right criminals behind some of those fences.
Commander?
Yes.
Please. I was confused with the news when they said that Boris Yeltsin went to China and then he had to hurry back to Russia real quick. It was a clandestine kind of thing. And I was wondering, I guess that part of the whole equation is confusing to me, where China fits in with Russia.
Well, I'm not going to enlighten you very much, because you're talking the big game. And Russia has a lot of things going on with China. You are dealing now with a situation where you're not talking necessarily communist China activities as you have recognized it in the past. You think of China in a given way because it was so silent for so many years. There is massive power in the Mongolians, for instance, the Mongoloid tribes called Chinese or Orientals. Yeltsin had to go back home because they were about to overthrow his government. And there are massive arms deals going on. You see, Russia says she needs a lot of cash. It is just more of the confounded lie to fool the world. She doesn't need any more of anything. She's got all of you by the you-know-what. But what you should be seeing out of it is that if there are technologies around that one nation is still willing to buy from another, look at what it is and how it is being exchanged, and listen to what they do tell you about it. China is buying a lot of very advanced technology from Russia. After all, you supplied the money to build it up. And they are defaulting on their debt to you, so they have to earn some money. So follow this little pattern of stupidity around, and you'll see that it's very, very hard to discern exactly what they're doing. But Mr. Yeltsin's still a puppet. Let's go. Let's go.
Goodbye.
Go in peace, enjoy yourselves, and let's make sure this unfolds properly.
Yeah.
I cherish you, I thank you in all of the camaraderie I can bring forth. We're family, we must hold true. We must hold true. Salud. And God blesses you.